I'm an American. My parents were American. My children are American.
And in 2007, you were a translator in Afghanistan?
Yes, during the Marja offensive. I worked for a military contractor.
And it was after this offensive that you were arrested?
Objection. This testimony may infringe on the Classified Information Procedures
Act. Your Honor, the government is denying this arrest even took place. How can it be divulging a state secret if it never happened?
Yes, Counselor, on a day bursting with catch-22s, this one seems particularly egregious. Overruled.
You may answer.
The day after the offensive, four men showed up in my camp. I was hooded, placed in a van, and taken to Camp Whitcomb.
I beg your pardon, Your Honor. I'm AUSA Glenn Childs, and I ask leave of court to join my co-counsel on the defense.
My goodness, I thought you feds were going through some sort of budget crunch. I get two of you.
I'm merely here to supervise. Mr. Marwood is suing us for $6 million for a torture that never happened. We take this very seriously.
Well, pull up a chair. The fun's just beginning, Supervisor. Ms. Lockhart.
And what happened at Camp Whitcomb, Danny?
Well, over the next 6 months, I was forced into stress positions, punched, kicked, and waterboarded.
Why? What did they want to know?
If I had ever met Sitar Yusuf Kel, a tribal leader with connections to Al-Qaeda.
And had you ever met him?
No, and I told them that, but they didn't believe me. They didn't even believe I was an American.
And why are you suing now?
My government tortured me. They won't even acknowledge that they did this to me. I don't want this to happen to anyone else. This isn't about the money.
Good. Then let's all go home.
Mr. Childs, let's hold the editorializing, please.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Mr. Childs, Mr. Zhao.
No questions, Your Honor. But we ask the case be dismissed with prejudice.
On what grounds?
Danny's attorneys have not introduced corroborating evidence that he was even ever at Camp Whitcomb.
Because the government has rejected every request for access to their secret court proceedings into Danny's arrest.
I don't understand why the evidentiary bar must now be lowered.
It's just belt tightening. It's not punitive. We're reviewing all my predecessors' long-term investigations.
If it's not about drugs or homeland security, we're cutting them. Sorry.
Well, should we just get the preliminaries and get right to the pass?
Oh, Dana.
Is it really your last day?
Tomorrow. Although I could go home early if you want.
I miss the pleasure of your company.
My question is, why are you here arguing an investigation that you're going to have nothing to do with?
Pride of authorship. I spent 2 years on it with Matan, and we're finally getting somewhere.
It's an investigation into your wife's law firm.
Actually, Mr. Agos, it's a RICO investigation into corrupt defense lawyer practices.
Sounds like my wife's firm.
We had a tip earlier this year from a walk-in, a private investigator named Blake Calamar. He said that one of the partners at Lockhart Gardner had a gambling problem. He took $45,000 from a client's account to pay off a bad bet.
Which partner?
Will Gardner.
Will Gardner took $45,000 from a client's account.
Well, he intended to put it back after a long weekend, but it was discovered missing. This Blake Calamar was tasked with covering it up.
How long ago was this?
15 years.
It's not our jurisdiction.
Correct. It was at his first law firm in Baltimore, but we believe that it points to a pattern of abuse at Lockhart Gardner.
Wow.
Well, I need to think on this one.
You're on your way back?
About 30 minutes, why?
Kalinda thinks we might have a possibility on this torture case.
Really?
I thought everything was top secret.
Well, there might be a way to find evidence of Danny at the camp through not top secret means.
But it will mean taking the case to the next level, confrontationally.
Are you wondering if I'm all right with poking the bear even harder?
Yes, so to speak.
This is not some corrupt oil company that we can pressure to settle, Diane. This is the government. They can make life hard for us.
Hey, Mom, pick up the phone. Hey, Mom, pick up the phone. Mom,
where are you, Will?
Lunch.
Please. Hi, what's up?
Okay, I'll see you back here in a half an hour.
Right. Yeah. I'll be there in about a half hour.
Bye. Lisa, could you get Alicia for me?
Sure. She's at lunch. Her assistant says she'll be back in a half hour.
Sorry, what?
I want to go to Bible study.
You want to go to a Bible study?
Yes, can I go?
Let me think about it, okay? I'm out of lunch. I'll call you afterward.
It's kind of late for lunch.
Yes, it is. Thank you. I'll call you back.
How many times does Jesus condemn gays in the Bible? How many times does Jesus condemn divorce? 6 times. But listen to any preacher, and who do they say is going to help? Gays, not your divorced parents.
2,000 meals a day. We contract with the military for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And during Ramadan, one large meal at night.
And these were for the inmates at Camp Whitcomb?
Yes. People don't think about making meals in a war zone, but people have to eat.
Was there anything unusual about these meals?
Well, they had to conform with Muslim dietary restrictions. You should have seen the books our chefs had to read.
Did you prepare any meals for food allergies?
Objection, Your Honor. This testimony infringes on the Classified Information Procedures Act.
The composition of a meal does.
Yes. It could disclose the identity of fighters housed there.
Well, Mr. Shaw, unfortunately, the U.S. will just have to stand tall in the face of their meals being exposed. You may answer.
Yes, we get requests for special meals, but not many.
Our client, Mr. Marwat, not only required the usual Muslim dietary restrictions, but he was also diagnosed as lactose intolerant at the age of 5. This is a food order form that was sent to your company, dated September 20th, 2007, the same day our client was sent to Camp Whitcomb. Can you please read the left-hand column?
Ramadan fasting meal, quantity 1.
And underneath it?
Lactose free.
So here's the thing. I look at these issues simply. I think there is now convincing corroborative evidence that Mr. Marwat was at Camp Whitcomb, so I'm going to allow this lawsuit to go forward. Mr. Childs, please instruct the Defense Department to turn over all the secret court transcripts requested by the plaintiff's attorneys.
We would also request Executive Order 13224.
Excuse me, Your Honor. 13224 is intended to ferret out fake charities funding terrorist organizations. This is a lawsuit Danny has brought against the United States government.
Yes, but 13224 also has broad application when a terrorist hires a lawyer.
Danny is not a terrorist.
A suspected terrorist, that lawyer must make available for inspection any relevant information, reports, or records requested by the Secretary of the Treasury.
Your Honor, this is an egregious violation of attorney-client privilege.
I would agree. And yet it's the law. So make an attorney available to meet with a duly appointed official of the Treasury.
You meet with him. I've never done this before.
No one has. We're in a strange new post 9/11 world. None of the rules apply.
I've become obsessed with cupcakes.
No, thank you.
Smart. They're 497 calories each. So, this is the official part, Mrs. Flora. Don't be painless. Don't worry. I'm Gordon Higgs, the designated Treasury Secretary Monitor for trial case number 670-3. Your firm, Lockhart Gardner, has been granted a license to represent Mr. Marwat in his lawsuit against the United States of America, which requires periodic reporting to my office. Are you Alicia Florek, the lawyer designated by your firm to report?
I am.
Good. So how's it going?
How's it going? Fine.
Good. First questions first. Is Mr. Daniel Marwat involved in your trial strategy sessions? Don't worry. I'm with Treasury. There is no contact between my office and the Department of Justice. They won't hear an inkling of what we say here today. So, is Mr. Marwat involved in strategy?
Yes.
Good. Has anybody else been involved? I mean, anybody else other than your firm lawyers involved in these strategy sessions?
No.
No one of Middle Eastern descent?
No.
Who is Kalinda Sharma?
She's an investigator with our firm, but she's not... She's an employee.
I know, but she's not a firm lawyer, right? That was my question. Look, we're not, you're not getting anybody in trouble here. This is not naming names, and I'm just trying to figure out the cast of characters. So, has Mr. Marwat mentioned receiving remuneration of any kind from overseas?
No, not to my knowledge.
Have you ever observed him making calls overseas?
No.
But you have seen him make calls.
Yes.
On how many occasions?
Well, he's been with our firm for 6 months now. So after witness prep, I think twice.
Was he speaking English?
I don't remember. I mean, I wasn't close enough to tell.
Was anybody at your firm close enough to say?
No.
Have you ever heard Mr. Marwat mention the Afghan region of Badulakulp? I think I pronounced that correctly.
No.
He never mentioned Badulakulp.
No, not to my knowledge.
Could you please make a note if he ever does in the future?
Mr. Higgs, I'm not an investigator for the Treasury Department. I'm a lawyer representing Mr. Marwat.
I know. My apologies. I put that in elegantly. So, let's get another meeting on the books, and we'll talk then.
I'm not here to investigate for you.
I know. We'll just meet and talk.
They complied with our subpoenas. The bad news is they depo dumped us. These are transcripts of hundreds of secret court proceedings, all redacted. And yet we have to scour every page. Sometimes the censors miss something. And Danny is here to help. If you find any name in this transcript you don't understand, run it by Danny. Any region, anything. If he recognizes it, it means we're on the right track.
The right track to what?
To finding a government official who ordered Danny's arrest and torture. It's what we need to win. Kalinda, what do you have?
Well, at the moment, nothing. I've been trying to locate Army personnel at Camp Whitcomb, but no one wants to talk.
What about retired officers?
I'm looking into it.
Okay, go run with it.
Diane, can we talk? My meeting with the monitor.
Oh, sure, in a minute.
Why are we doing this? Governor's not going to cough up $6 million, and you know it, so why are we doing this?
Because it's the right thing to do.
No, you think it's the right thing to do. I was in D.C. on 9/11.
Oh, please, what does that have to do with anything?
Our government took steps to prevent another 9/11. I saw the smoke from the Pentagon.
Danny is innocent.
Which is why he's free.
After he was tortured.
Wait, do you think anybody's being tortured now? Under your friend Obama, do you think anybody's being tortured?
I don't know.
No. You're trying to fight an old war, Diane. Rumsfeld and Cheney are gone. They're writing books.
Come on in, Bob.
Oh, I don't want to interrupt, but you called me.
Yes. Well, this is Bob Luckness, our insurance agent. We need to re-up our insurance for next year, and Mr. Luckness has a question or two.
You said you might want to raise your workplace insurance amount.
I might really need it for this.
We usually decide this together. Workplace insurance is...
It's suits from employees, sexual harassment, co-workers or bosses, sleeping with underlings, you know, that stuff.
And you were saying about savings?
Yeah, I can keep your costs low if you have everybody here take a sexual harassment class.
Hmm. What do you think, Will?
I think I trust your judgment, Diane. As you trust mine. You have my proxy.
Wow.
Yep.
They're like reading a puzzle. Question. Is this wiretap really necessary, Counselor? Answer.
It is, Your Honor.
Question.
Could you please extrapolate, Counselor?
Certainly. If you'd please refer to page 18 of the... before immigrating to the U.S.
And did Dr. accuse?
We intend no disrespect, Your Honor. Of this clan. And not through his mother.
Wow. It's impossible.
Wait, listen. Question, and in these sessions at Camp Blank, who was your medical authority? Answer.
As required by the court, we had on call Dr.
And did Dr. any comment regarding the accused?
Look how long the blackout name is.
We might have found something in the transcripts.
What?
The secret court transcripts refer to an Army medical doctor who was there to observe the enhanced interrogations. His name is referenced in several places. There.
and there.
Yes, redacted.
But look at the length of the redacted name. The length of the redaction, if measured out, is approximately 12 letters long. My guess, if we cross-reference it with Army medical doctors, we'll find only a few with a name of that length.
I'll get Cullen down. Good job.
Diane, about my meeting with the monitor, he asked if Danny had spoken to anyone overseas.
What did you say?
I said I didn't know.
This is so bizarre. Where is attorney-client privilege?
He also asked if Danny had ever mentioned Badullah Kulp, a region in Afghanistan.
Why did he ask that?
I have no idea, but I have to report back tomorrow.
He's trying to make you his eyes and ears.
There's a Chinese wall between justice and treasury, but obviously this makes me uncomfortable.
Obviously. Okay, thank you, Alicia.
So, this Will Gardner investigation, you're against it?
Yes. I think it's too fraught. He's my old boss. Your wife is his new employee.
Something we should dump him?
I think if Will Gardner were anybody else, we wouldn't go forward. And that's the rule we've used until now.
I know. Which is why we have to go forward, unfortunately. If it were just anyone else, we'd pursue it.
I disagree. There's no drugs here and no Homeland Security.
There is drugs. We'd use Will Gardner to go after his drug dealer client, Lamont Bishop.
So you want to pursue it?
I want you to pursue it. Dan is out the door. You've worked at Lockhart Gardner before. I need you to pick up the reins on this.
Then I will.
Hello.
It's Mom. I'm so sorry to bother you at work, but I just have a quick question.
You can pick the kids up, right, because I can't get out of here till 7.
No, yes, I'm there now. It's just, Grace wants to go to a Bible study.
Mom already said I could.
I just want to be sure it's fine with you.
Where is it?
That's the thing. It's at a nightclub.
It's not in a nightclub. They're just borrowing the space.
Alicia said it was fine, but I don't know. To me, it sounds a bit cockeyed. What kind of Bible study is at a nightclub?
If Grace wants to go, it's fine with me.
My name is Dr. Val Foifongs.
Could you spell that, please?
Phouaybongsa.
Thank you, doctor. What was your job in 2007?
I advised officers on advanced interrogation methods.
Such as?
Abdomen strikes. I explained how an open-handed slap was preferable to a punch, which could cause internal damage and thus be considered torture.
And did you supervise the interrogation of Danny Marwat on November 12th?
No.
Strike that. Were you asked to examine an inmate after an interrogation on November 12th?
I was, but I didn't see him. He was hooded.
I understand, but did you hear the officers refer to him by name?
I did.
And what was that name?
Danny.
Thank you. No further questions.
Is she shallow anything?
No, Your Honor. But we do have a rebuttal witness.
You need a subpoena?
No, he's here, Your Honor. Danny Marwat. Good morning, Mr. Marwat.
Good morning.
Who's that?
That? It looks like me.
In Afghanistan?
Yes. Before my arrest.
Actually, a week before your arrest.
I was thinner then.
We all were.
Can you zoom out on the photo, please? Who's that?
I don't know.
Really? You seem to be chatting with him.
He looks familiar, but...
Would you be surprised to know that that is Sattar Youssef?
Your Honor, we ask for a reason.
The tribal leader that you swore to this court you never met.
We need to consult with our...
A man connected to Al-Qaeda.
Your Honor, please.
Okay. You did know this tribal leader. It's not what they're saying.
But you lied. You knew him?
No, his daughter was dying from dysentery. I brought him medicine, that's all. I took it to his home in Badullah Kulp.
Oh, okay, wait. Stop right there. Alicia, could you please step out?
Why?
Alicia's meeting with the monitor. He asked about Badullah Kulp.
Wait. What?
She has to tell the monitor what Danny just said, according to the terms of our 13224 license.
Yes, but if that's true, she'll also have to tell him we asked her to step outside.
is grieving.
Okay, so you didn't ask Alicia to step outside?
No, I did, but then I thought better of it.
Okay. We're going to stop this meeting for a minute. You poked the bear? I asked you not to poke the bear.
Stop with the bear talk.
They've been right since day one. Our client did it.
To save a girl's life.
Oh, he's a real humanitarian, Diane.
Alicia can see that we're arguing, so just calm down.
We dropped the suit. I don't care if he was tortured. He lied to us.
I agree.
Sorry to interrupt. Wilder's called for you from Carriados. He says it's important.
Maybe this is good news. Maybe he wants to give me money.
What's up, Carrie?
Well, a lot of things. Do you have some time to talk today?
About what?
We have an ongoing investigation, and we need to have some questions answered.
Am I under indictment?
No, not yet.
I think it's just the name, Red Velvet. It just makes it so desirable.
Just so you know, Mr. Higgs, there'll be no more need for monitoring. We're dropping the civil case.
No, actually, there is need for monitoring, so please sit down.
No, thank you.
No, you don't understand. Justice has brought criminal charges against Mr. Marwan.
What criminal charges?
My guess is aiding and abetting a terrorist, but again, we have a Chinese wall, so I'm just guessing, but please sit down.
Even if you're not going to be the attorneys, I need you to sit down.
Good. Now, since we last talked, did Mr. Marwat mention anything about the Badulla Kulp region? Alicia? Do you want me to repeat the question?
No.
Do you mind answering it?
I do.
I'm sorry, Alicia, but you have to answer the question.
I can't.
Actually, you can. The penalty for not answering is 8 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. So again, did Mr. Marwat mention Badulla Kulp?
Is it my right to consult a lawyer?
It is always your right, but I wouldn't advise it.
I want to consult with a lawyer.
And what did he say then?
He said he advised against me getting a lawyer.
Of course he did.
You did the right thing. Danny talked about meeting this tribal leader, expecting attorney-client privilege. But if you tell the monitor, he'll be arrested. The penalty for not answering is a $250,000 fine and 8 years in prison. Did he say anything about the firm? The firm?
Did the monitor ask about what we said to you?
No. They could still come after us. The whole firm.
Okay. We've talked to Nick Catella about representing you. And Nick is good, and he knows this area inside and out.
And we'll cover the cost. Okay. I'll think about it.
Think about what?
Representation.
Well, you need a lawyer, Alicia.
I know. I just want to explore my options.
Nick is good, Alicia. He's handled these things before.
Okay. Thanks.
And Dana Lodge for Will Gardner.
So Carrion is natural habitat. I can see you here.
Aren't you supposed to be at your high-paying defense attorney job?
They delayed me a week.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have a new job. You're just like one of those moms who lie about being pregnant.
That happens a lot in your experience. Hello? Hello?
It's okay. I don't need any water.
It'll just take a minute. Hello? Fantasia! Bottled water, please.
Who is this?
Elizabeth Tassioni. Who's this?
Get off my intercom.
This is my intercom.
Miss Tassioni, I'm fine.
Sorry, it's just
We had this wired yesterday to make life easier, and now it's... Anyway, I do understand the impossible position 13224 puts you in. If you reveal what you know about your client, he'll go to prison. If you refuse to talk, you'll go.
So now you see why I need a lawyer.
Oh, yes. I just don't see why it needs to be me. Especially if your firm is offering a hitter like Nick Catella.
I think I need a little distance from my firm.
Their issues aren't yours. They want to protect their firm.
And I saw how hard you fought for Peter. If you hadn't gotten him acquitted, he wouldn't be sitting in the state's attorney's office.
Now you've got me blushing.
Who is this? Who is on my hit?
Is your firm being aggressive with this criminal case?
Oh, we're trying. We want to have it quashed in pretrial motions.
Good. That's our strategy. We need to stall your treasury guy until the criminal case goes away. They can't hold you to 13224 if there's no case.
Good. How?
I don't know. But it's a strategy, and a strategy is better than none. You just don't worry, okay? I like that color on you.
Deputy State's Attorney. Wow.
Peter Florek. Better watch the salt intake.
Nice.
I think you know my colleague, Dana Lodge.
Hawkins' murder case last year.
I like your office. It's big.
Thank you. So what can I help you with?
Well, this is a bit awkward. I don't know how to start.
$45,000.
What was that? The attendance to the Bears game last night?
Oh, not unless the Bears were playing in Baltimore. You took $45,000 from a client's account to make up for a bad bet.
Where are you getting your information from?
Someplace dependable. We're not after you, Mr. Gardner. Even if we wanted to be after you, it's not our jurisdiction. We're after your client, Lamont Bishop.
What's going on, Carrie?
Crystal meth is a nationwide problem that has hit Cook County particularly hard. Lamont Bishop is ground zero for meth.
And we represent his legitimate business interests.
You mean his money laundering interests?
Let's get this on the record, shall we?
Do you need something, Mr. Gardner?
Yes. These two ASAs are from the state's attorney's office. Excuse me. One ASA and a deputy. And unless I'm mistaken, they're committing a criminal act using intimidation to coerce me into breaking attorney-client privilege.
You are mistaken.
Good. Then please clarify.
There is no privilege if the attorney becomes aware of any illegal activities that his client intends to commit in the future.
Ah, so this is just an attempt to remind me of my legal responsibilities.
Yes. A reminder with teeth. Even if something may not land in our jurisdiction, it's still disbarrable.
Thank you. I think the meeting's over now. How you doing? You liking it here?
It's exciting.
And it'll only get more so.
No. Let's just let the moment resonate. Ms. Lockhart, you asked to sue the government. I said yes. Now you're dropping the suit. And you, Mr. Childs, are taking up a criminal case. And here we all are, the same people, 1 week closer to the grave.
New information has arisen from Mr. Marwat's testimony in the civil case, Your Honor. That is why we've indicted Mr. Marwat for perjury and for conspiracy to aid and abet a terrorist.
I imagine you would like me to consider a motion to dismiss, Ms. Lockhart.
Of course, Your Honor.
On what grounds?
On the grounds that how else will I spend my Thursday afternoons if the three of you aren't here? I will consider motions at 10 tomorrow.
May I help you?
Oh, my name is Elza Tassioni, and I represent... Oh, my gosh. That is the prettiest cupcake I've ever seen. I represent Alicia Florek. She's someone you met with and advised not to get an attorney?
Really? Well, I would dispute that.
Yes. I know you would. It's not great for a Treasury Department official to advise that, is it?
Is she bringing charges?
No, she's much too nice for that. That's why she has me.
Well, you see, I have office hours up in my office up there. And
This is my lunch break.
Oh, okay. I'll just sit here then.
Your client has a duty as an American to help us weed out terrorists. And even if that weren't the case, she's under penalty of law to answer all of my questions.
Which my client is willing to do in the presence of an attorney and with a grant of transactional immunity.
Your client wants immunity?
No, she doesn't. I do.
You're trying to delay.
Of course I am. Call me when you get the grant. Do you know where I can get my parking validated?
No.
You want me to... What?
Yeah, I was thinking about it all night. And I know you must be busy. I like that jacket, by the way. But I need help with one of my clients. Do you have any experience with insurance companies?
Do I?
No. That's okay. It's much more interesting than you might think. You could just read these. No, not these.
And I'm doing this because...
Well, Mr. Higgs, your monitor, is going to ask you what I said here when I handed over these files. And I just want you to be clear about what I'm saying.
Okay.
I need your help on this insurance case because I'm swamped. Look at all this paper. Whew. I need help.
That's what you want me to tell him?
No, that's what you will tell him because that's what you heard me say.
I'm... Okay.
No, that's okay. Bye.
Coming after me. Mr. Clean now, you're coming after me.
If you're referring to our task force, it's not about coming after you. And if my ASAs gave you that impression, I apologize.
He sent into my office trying to turn me with this old BS. Are you insane?
I think you should calm down.
I think you should go to hell. You're not above it, Peter. I don't care what conversion you had in prison. You're in the mud just like the rest of us.
I'm not the one who's...
Go ahead. You're not the what? What? You're not the what?
I have not gone there. Anything I've ever said to you or done to you, I haven't gone there.
Gone where? Go ahead, say it.
No.
That's what this is about, huh? Alicia. That's why you tried to audit us. That's why you're going for RICO. Oh, man. You're pitiful. Get a pair of balls and throw a punch.
I don't give a rat's ass what you think it's about. You steal $45,000, you go to jail.
There's two of us here. Only one of us has seen the inside of a cell.
Have a good day, counselor.
You come after me, Peter. That's not where this ends. You know it.
I see you brought your lawyer, Mrs. Florek.
Yes, Mr. Higgs and I met yesterday. Hello again.
Hello. Are you ready?
I think we are.
Good. So, Mrs. Florek, did your client ever mention Badula Culp?
Actually, I'm going to ask my client not to answer that until she has a grant of transactional immunity.
This is a grant of limited immunity tied to your client's answers. As long as Mrs. Florek is forthcoming and truthful, she cannot be charged for any of her actions.
Okay, let me read it.
I sent a copy to your office.
Yes, I just want to make sure you haven't changed anything. It'll take about 30 minutes or so.
This is a delaying tactic.
If you keep interrupting, I keep having to go back to the top.
This arrest warrant, it will be served in Afghanistan.
Yes, Your Honor.
And this is based on the testimony of Army Intelligence Officer Lieutenant...
Yes, Your Honor. Lieutenant complied with all necessary... His answers were... Your Honor.
How do you mean? Unresponsive?
No. Brief.
Sorry to interrupt, Miss Lockhart. I'm Caitlin down in...
I know. What is it?
Well, I normally would go to Alicia with this first, but I can't find her.
Yeah.
What is it?
In the court transcripts, the reason for the arrest is an Army intelligence officer, but the name is redacted.
Yes, I know.
But how they redact these transcripts is through a program that searches for words. They double-check by eye afterward.
Okay, Caitlin, I'm heading to court.
Oh, right, sorry. Here, his answers were blank, Your Honor. And here, the suspect was uncooperative. His tone was blank with one-word answers. They redacted the adjective. My guess is their redaction program mistook it for a name.
Kurt?
Yes. His answers were Kurt, Your Honor. His tone was curt with one-word answers. Or at least that's my guess.
Did you check?
Lieutenant Matthew Kurt, Army.
Nicely done, Caitlin.
Thank you, Miss Lockhart.
Okay. It looks hunky-dory.
Great. Thanks. So, Mrs. Florek, did Mr. Marwat mention Vanilla Culp since you last talked?
Actually, I'm going to ask Mrs. Florek not to answer that. I know, and I'm sorry for frustrating you. It's just that it turns out since we last spoke, there's a conflict of interest with regard to Mrs. Florek's representation.
What conflict of interest?
Your voice gets very intense when you get quiet. It rattles me. What was that?
My conflict of interest.
Right. Mrs. Florek now represents Northgard Insurance, the company that provides liability coverage to employees of Martinell Security working in Afghanistan, including Danny Marwat. You'll find it in their annual report. It's that company that has the alligator in their commercials. Have you seen those? They're so funny. Mrs. Florek can't answer your questions about her client, Mr. Marwat, without breaking attorney-client privilege with Northgard. You see our problem here?
When did you take Northgard as a client, Mrs. Florek?
Yesterday.
And did Ms. Tassioni bring you this client?
Yes. She told me she needed help on the case.
Do you know the penalty for lying, Mrs. Florek?
I do.
What did Ms. Tassioni tell you exactly when she brought you this account?
She said, I need help on this insurance case. I'm swamped. Look at all this paper.
I'm taking this to court.
Good. I think the courts have shown a certain, let's say, affinity to corporations like Northgard and their rights. The Supreme Court has even insisted on their personhood. My guess is they won't look kindly on your attempt to infringe on their attorney-client privilege.
I want to learn from you.
There's nothing you can learn from me. I mean, I'm just,
Lieutenant Matthew Kurt, Army Intelligence Officer.
Are you the officer who authorized the use of enhanced interrogation techniques on my client?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance. Mr. Marwat's civil suit has been dropped. The circumstances of his detention have nothing to do with these charges.
The prosecution obviously has evidence against my client. We're simply trying to determine how they came up with this evidence.
I'm thinking. Overruled. You may answer.
I'm prohibited from answering that under the Classified Information Procedures Act.
Your Honor. The prosecution is basing its new conspiracy charge against my client upon the interrogation from the first arrest. But without Lieutenant Kurt offering any reason for this interrogation, the arrest and its ensuing interrogation should be considered inadmissible.
Mr. Shaw, I've overruled your objection. Lieutenant Kurt may answer.
Again, I'm prohibited from answering that under the Classified Information Procedures Act.
I'm sorry, Mr. Shaw, but the defense's motion to dismiss is granted.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank
you. Are you getting divorced, Dad?
I don't know. Why?
I just don't know if he should.
don't think it's just up to me.
You think Mom wants to get a divorce?
I don't know what your mom wants.
I think she just wants to be happy.
Yeah, I know. So do I.
You're not?
Well, I want to do the right thing, but sometimes it's hard to know what the right thing is.
You should just ask me.
Ask you. I'm going to be right back. You okay? And then we'll go home.
I love you.
And I love you.
They just toyed with me.
You don't know that.
No, I do know that. They used me like a stalking horse to get the lawyer they wanted, okay? You know, I told my mom I was going to the new firm. Oh, God.
You want me to call her and tell her you screwed up?
I'm trying to cheer me up.
Look, I was working at a law firm and they fired me. And you know what I did? I decided to make them regret that day. You worked twice as hard and you beat them. You beat every defense attorney.
Am I interrupting something?
No, we're good. We're just talking.
Okay. I'm absenting myself from the Lockhart-Gardner case.
You want us to drop it?
No, it's a good case. I want you to report to a special prosecutor. I'll sign one. I have too many conflicts of interest.
Okay, we'll get on it.
We? I thought you were going.
No, I was misled by a law firm, so I'm staying, and I'm pissed.
Good. Pissed is good. It'll make you a better lawyer.
Then I'm going to make a pretty great lawyer.
I blew it, Doug.
No, Jan, you did the best you could. Don't worry. Here.
Sexuality. It's a significant part of our culture, depicted in movies, magazines, and TV. But in the workplace, sexuality can easily become sexual harassment.
It's not fair. Megan only got that promotion because she's sleeping with a boss.
When an authority figure becomes involved with a subordinate, is that sexual harassment? Workplace dynamics
How you doing?
Can easily give rise to uncomfortable sexual
harassment. Well, I'm not going to jail.
What initially That's good. Friendly can suddenly become upsetting, even hostile.
What about you? You haven't been
I've had a weird few days.
Smiling in a suggestive
With what?
Nothing stupid, something I thought was over.
Even if the gesture isn't
what?
Intended to be sexual in nature, it could be misinterpreted as such.
Nothing.
But unwelcome sexual conduct can also be verbal.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Even an intended compliment can create an uncomfortable work environment.